Listen, you're on my ship.
We're ready. We're ready, Carol.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat,
I'm also not here.
The Giddy Geeker,
I'm here.
Tiffany the Technician.
Hi. People assume that time is a straight progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
And now, damn right they shot first, the hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Whoa.
We totally lied. We're here. We're all here.
Episode 166. They only said we'd get up to 165. We proved them wrong.
They said we would never last.
We did it. We're
I'm
somebody.
Waiting for us to get to that number of the beast one. You know, what's episode 666 going to
no,
be?
No, we're not doing that one. I'm not going to be here that day.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So
but the UNCC Guild is here.
They are legion.
Oh, it's you guys.
Yeah. Hey, so,
you schmucks. You
guys. Before we even introduce you, we're going to go right into the rapid fire response round where I'm about to ask three of you unwilling victims a series of questions, and you need to answer with a single word or short phrase. If you don't answer in a certain amount of time, we will answer.
Are you forgetting another pile of cards there?
No. I'm only asking three of the five of them. They brought too many people.
We breathe like bunnies.
I kept on plummeting. So, all right.
This
so,
is just the away team. You should see the whole.
Responding again.
Yes.
Short answer or single word. And if you don't answer a certain amount of time, we will answer for you. And the answer, of course, will be
stripper pole.
Oh.
And keeping count of the stripper poles will be tiffles. All right.
She's on it.
So we're going to start with you, Millie. Who is your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
Marcus. Bilbo or Frodo?
Oh, Frodo.
Sarah, what did you have for dinner last night?
Stripper pole, apparently.
I don't
remember. Wow. Fell on the stripper pole on her own. That's
really
cool.
Wow. What cool new technology do you want to see next?
Food materializer.
Oh,
materializer.
Earl Grey. Okay. Marcus, would you rather be Batman?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, Sarah, you can do this. I feel it. Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Wonder Woman.
There you go. She answered one. She's on the board. All right, Millie, what TV show would you recommend that everyone should watch?
Ooh, I would recommend you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm. Marcus, what is your favorite board game?
Oh, Red Dragon Inn.
Okay. Yay! Okay, Sarah, Star Wars, Star Trek, or Firefly?
Star Wars?
Okay. Is that a question? I mean, answer.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes, but it's just like, I haven't seen one of them, so it's just like.
Okay, you haven't seen which one?
Firefly.
Okay.
Am I getting.
You have to
We'll get with the mic.
She's young. She's young. We'll give her time.
I'm also not.
All right. Millie. It's off the air. It's not about TV. It was only one season. It was only 13 episodes in a movie. What is wrong with you?
I have failed as a mentor.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Rick, the trauma came back.
Okay.
It's not my fault. Millie,
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Too soon. All right. Oh. Millie, finish this sentence. I wish they would bring back...
Butterflies.
Thank you.
That was a bias.
Wow.
Marcus, we all had to wear a warning label. What would yours say?
Toxic. Toxic.
Toxic.
Slippery
and
wet.
Right.
So wrong.
Ben, you're not part of this. Sarah, evidently the card gods feel that you failed the first time, so it's only going to give you multiple choice questions.
Yeah.
Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Okay, thank you. All right. Good. Millie, if you couldn't live in the U.S., Trump at his best. Where would you want to live?
Oh, I'd like to go to Wales, see if I can run into that there doctor.
Marcus, what job would you like to try?
I'd like, as the red shirt, I'd like to be a captain of the Enterprise.
Okay. I was going to say probably Attorney General. It's going to be open again soon. Okay. Sarah, now this is a thinking question.
Oh.
If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
That's too hard.
Oh my gosh.
Just pick a show.
Gallivant.
Gallivant.
Oh. I love Gallivant.
Gallivant. Okay.
I'm also love musicals.
And the count is?
One.
One! Yay!
Not too bad.
All right, so here's the last set of questions. We're going to stick you on an island with a tablet. What movie would you watch over and over again? Marcus.
Oh, Deadpool.
Moana.
Lion King.
Ooh. Lion King. All right. What book would you read over and over? Stripper pole.
Stripper pole.
Stripper pole.
On a bridge. Stripper pole. Okay.
Collection of H.P. Lovecraft.
All right. See, that was awesome. All right. What musical album would you listen over and over again?
Or playlist, CD, that type of thing.
No, not playlist. Yeah, playlist. It's cheating.
Gotta be an album.
Seating or discography of a particular group.
I would listen to Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. All right, Sarah, come on.
Does Hamilton count?
Yes.
Good.
It's a CD. All right.
Blurry Face by 21 Pilots.
All right. And what game that you can play on a tablet?
On a tablet.
A tablet.
Come on, Millie, you can do it. I have faith in you.
Puzzles and Dragons.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it. It's the one where you shoot balls at more balls.
Oh, it's like Bubble Trouble.
Dating.
Yeah.
Bubble Trouble.
Oh my god. All right. I saw that at a con once.
Pokemon Go, so I can catch all the aquatic Pokemon.
Not only that, but then people would come to find you.
Exactly.
On the
you just
island.
Build a gym.
Always
on
the Ben.
Get off the island.
Yeah, Ben is floating in the water.
You're off the island.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. We all float over here.
So, the stripper pole count went up to 3, unfortunately.
Oh, it was a rough round.
But you have all survived, so you are part of the UNCC Guild. Why don't we start down with Josh, who didn't have to go through the torture.
I'm very happy about
that. And tell us a little bit about who you are, how long you've been with the Guild, or about to be with the Guild, and kind of...
Your social security number.
Say it slowly.
Mother's maiden name.
You can start with your name, which you don't have to say slowly.
Yes.
So.
Oh, my name is Joshua Honeycutt. I am a continuing education student, I guess. In a sense, I'm going back to school after getting a associate's degree in computer science. I decided that I didn't really like my job where I was, and my fiance moved to Charlotte to further her studies.
Oh.
So I decided, you know what, it's probably a good idea for me. I was always in a little bum town, and it was a good chance to move out, and so I did.
And now you're here.
Yeah,
and you're never leaving.
I don't think I can.
You saw us lock the door, huh? Sarah.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are.
I'm Sarah Bednarz. I'm the vice president of Guild. This is my fourth year there. My probably eighth year of college because I can't stop. I'm a double major with a minor. I don't know how to stop.
And you don't have a favorite book?
I love video games too much, so, and anime, and...
Still playing Persona 5?
I actually haven't started.
Does manga count?
I've been playing Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Stay on topic.
Anyway.
My bad.
That's alright. Marcus.
Hi, I'm Marcus Hughes. I have just finished my second year with the Guild. I am a sophomore. I'm kind of apparently the child of the group. I'm currently studying computer engineering.
All right. Ben, you're allowed to talk.
Oh, am I off the island now? Am I back on the island?
No,
someone
give
Ben the talking stick.
Okay. You've washed ashore, Ben. You've washed ashore.
That would explain the smell. That or nachos.
Oh.
I'm Benjamin Burton. I've been with the Guild 15 years now.
Four score.
Oh my god. I actually been mentoring these nerds for that long. I am the alumni advisor for the Guild, and I'm one of the volunteer coordinators for all the extracurricular off-campus random goofiness that we get involved in. Like, I don't know, geek gala and weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'd love you for it.
And Millie.
Hi, my name is Jamelia Wilson. I am a graduate of UNC Charlotte, yes, for 2 years, and I was in Guild for about four of those, so, former vice president, all-around general nerd. I stuck around in Charlotte just so I can be close to you fellas.
Aww. And Sarah, as vice president, for somebody who doesn't know what the Guild is, why don't you explain a little bit what you guys are and some of the activities you do.
You want the short list or the long?
Start short and we'll go okay. there.
So the Guild pretty much is a group of nerds who play board games, tabletop role-playing games, and occasionally video games, who talk about other things in the nerd hobbies.
Politely.
Yes, politely.
Really?
We try.
Marcus is shaking his head no.
Well, what you do out of my sight is not my business. And we meet every Friday from 3 to 11.
Okay. So it's a great way for people who are maybe new to UNCC and are feeling a little out of their element to be able to meet some people and really hang out and...
Yeah, especially for freshmen, where if you understand how public high schools work, if you're a nerd, you're definitely getting picked on and all this other crap. So it's just like, hey, no, it's okay that you like these things now. Screw them. They don't even matter anymore. Come to us. We embrace it.
And we get the good jobs. So.
Yeah.
As someone who was recently a freshman, I can say that Guild literally was my social life that my freshman year. That was really... Cool. I either went outside to either eat, go to class, or go to Guild.
That's... Yeah. Very sweet and depressing.
Yeah, but it can be a grounding force. Yeah. For new freshmen that may be listening, this is a great way to get to know some people where it's not so daunting, especially if large crowds aren't your thing.
Yeah.
So,
where do you guys meet on campus?
So it's a building called College... It's CHHS, but...
College of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, I never know the actual name because I don't care to. if you're looking for a landmark that's bit... Like, it's right near the Union.
Is it like the North Tower or whatever we're talking about?
That's no longer
that's
there.
That's Trump Tower.
Oh, no! Do not taint Trump Tower with that. How dare you?
Well, it's just a symbol.
It's near the Union, and that's generally easy to find on campus. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're
so
some,
look true. For the Union label. Look for the Union label. Look for the Union label. They're all too young. They have no idea what we're doing.
I'm not.
I definitely am.
I'm just polite.
And what kind of games do you guys play?
So board games range from Red Dragon Inn is one of our more popular games, and we have also like Ticket to Ride. I could go on and list all of them.
Werewolf.
But it's Werewolf.
So what kinds of games are they? Are they like, you know, Settlers of Catan?
We actually don't have a copy of that. And I think it just falls into the rules of Monopoly where it ruins friendships.
Yes.
And that might be why.
Yes.
I'm also like undefeated in the past 10 years at Settlers, which is probably why we don't have it at Guild anymore.
Yeah. So, blame Ben.
Now, I love Red Dragon Inn. I mean, we always play it at our board game nights as well. I tend to keep people to the first two versions if they've never played before, because then once you start in adding in Pookie and his moods.
We actually banned Pookie.
Did you?
Yeah. Pookie's banned for reasons.
He's tough.
Well, the campus has a really strict no violence policy with student organizations. Pookie puts a pretty good test on that. Red Dragon Inn is pretty much, it's the best intro game for people coming to Guild because it's such a, I mean, you don't have to talk that much if you're kind of a shy, you know, sit in the corners type. But
it's encouraged that you read the cards out at least. In somewhat of a funny manner.
Yeah, we always say that too. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to read the flavor at the top. So
it's easy to learn. The first game I ever played of Red Dragon and I won.
Yeah,
I think
as long as you get
like
the right
it.
Character.
Yeah. I think I like it because the rules are on the order is on the card itself in front of you. Mm-hmm. So it's this helps me. Now I buy drinks. Yeah, especially when I'm playing GOG. It's like,
if you can hear us, we love you.
Been playing for 2 years, still waiting on that first win.
Keep waiting.
You've been picking Fleck the Bard, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I really don't pick that many special characters. I think that's the problem. The ones with the special abilities. Like I played the strong woman from the Pirates.
Oh, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have like almost all the expansion characters.
I do too, but like I said, I tend to teach it, so I tend to keep it to the first eight. So. And Pookie occasionally, but I'd only if somebody knows how to play Pookie. I don't teach it.
Cause yeah.
Like, but other than like board games that we own, which we own a lot, we have people can bring in their own. Like, say, I have this board game. I have no idea how to play it. Would you guys like to learn it with me? Because I think it's super awesome.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I bring my own, so.
And you've actually, guys, have coordinated a couple special day events. You had one this year, so talk a little bit about that.
So, game day is an event in the spring semester. It used to be, well, during my beginning years, it used to be just, like, a group of us getting together playing board games for another day. And last year, I was just like, you know what? I am in office. I'm going to do something different. So, we got Get Some Games to come down and sell stuff. I held a silent auction, got people to run one-shots. And then I just had the board games there, and there was also a Red Dragon Inn tournament and a Magic tournament. Because I was tired of just being like, let's just bring food and hang out, and I'm just like, we can do this every Friday, though.
Yeah. make it something different, and a way to attract other people into the guild. So.
And I feel like one-shots is a good way for like new members or new GMs to be like, I mean, if I suck at it, it's only one day, and who cares, right? So it's just like, all right, I'll run my 4 hours of game and learn from that instead of having to commit an entire year.
You know, someone signs up for it.
You also raised a lot of money last game day. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we raised over $500. I can't remember the exact amount.
And all of that went to the Relatives Youth Crisis Center here in Charlotte.
And Jamila, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it was, game day was always like once a semester thing. And we get together, we try to raise canned goods for local shelters, but I really like what Sarah did with it, making it like a big one-day convention, and we were able to raise money for an act for the relatives, and we got like a lot of donations just from people, you know, like, oh, I want to join this, let's, or just basically out of the goodness of their heart, and I think that's really something special.
Yeah, Sarah did a really good job with it. I actually want to change the name to Saracon.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Saying that about the Geek Gal and making Sarah it Joey Con.
No.
I'm like, no.
No.
It's not a con, by the
way. No. Geek Gal is not a con. That is correct.
Well, technically what we ran was a con.
Yeah, and that we scammed some people on
Monday.
Different definition.
For the record, he is talking about the Guild's event, not the Geek Gal. Please send your complaints to Ben at WTF, dude.
Yeah, they'll say, also had
we put a good bit of budget to the bin complaint department every year.
Yes, a whole grand whopping zero.
Run games at the guild. Even though you're an alumni, you come in and run games. What are some of the games that you kind of run, and how does that go for somebody who's not a gamer?
Okay, so...
And why do you do it if you're an alumni?
Why do I... God, though, I ask myself that question every Friday during the academic year, Carol. one of the rules for the guild, if you're a non-student, we ask that you kind of pull your weight. It's a campus organization for students.
Yeah.
Why do I do a guild? I guess it's different from why I do all my charity work and all my volunteering and all my fundraising. Yes, I'm... You know, dedicating my Friday nights, which are not generally taken up by dating, so I guess they're free.
Ow.
Yeah, we're alive. No, I'm a gamer myself. I'm a big giant nerd. I'm a big giant geek. When I was 15, gaming pretty much saved my life. I would not be in the good situation I am now in my life without gaming. But I was a massive asshole.
There were
one or two people in the universe who just could not stand me. I think they both died of ball cancer by now.
Come on. And this is where the podcast takes a dramatic turn to the worst.
The views expressed by Ben Burton do not necessarily represent the guild.
Ben at WTFdude.com.
Joey's sitting between me and Ben, so he's safe to say whatever he wants.
For now.
I will move. When I came to guild, I started running LARPs for the guild. First meeting there, they told me I was the secretary. the next semester, they said, we promoted you to vice president. I was like, shouldn't there have been a vote? We did!
Without you, you weren't invited.
The next semester, I was told I was president, and somebody left me a paddling post. And they're like, here you go. Do with it what you will. I sent it to Florida. I saw the impact that the guild could have on people. I see a lot of gamers come in. I see a lot of nerds come in. And they just don't have a good, positive geekdom influence in their lives. A lot of them come from, even still, and it's 2017, WTF, you know, people are hearing, oh, it's worshiping the devil if you play Dungeons and Dragons and stuff like that. Yeah. But we'll at least show you the rituals.
I haven't summoned Satan yet. I'm kind of disappointed.
How do you use them as your choice?
We did. We sealed up hell last time I played a game.
The other reason I stick around, obviously I enjoy gaming. I'm told that I run tabletop RPGs for the guild. Mm. I'm told that I'm good at it. My games are generally very popular. My games are where the new people who are insecure about themselves and don't know if this is where they belong generally get dumped. Because I gear my games to make them welcoming to new players. And then people get really addicted to my games and sign up for them constantly. But that's okay. Hi, Marcus! What's going on there, buddy? So I've seen that. I've had people come into my games, play, and then leave guild, get married, and have kids. Wow. So like at least six couples that's happened to now. One of you can name them bands. All I'm saying.
So I believe the question was, what is a GM and how does that happen?
Oh, I just make some crap up and we go with it.
So along with that, you guys also help us at the Charlotte Geeks Out every year.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
No, a lot. with the Geek Gala and now with the Muggles Market. And one of the things I realized, Josh and Marcus, did you come last year?
Yeah.
He was there!
No, excuse me. That day,
it's okay,
if I know who you are,
she doesn't remember who I am
for a good
reason.
I was in her wedding and she didn't remember. Like, and you are... Did you finish what I gave you to do? Don't eat the cupcakes.
Josh would love it.
Yeah,
I probably would. I wanted to go this year, but almost every time I have a vacation day or something like that, I go back to my hometown.
The little hometown where you don't like it.
I don't like it, but they have a volunteer fire department that gets funding, and they need X amount of active members, which you can imagine with one of the oldest people that we just had passed away was 110. Oh, that's about the relative age. There are not many firefighters capable.
Everyone's 110 there.
So they need the funding.
So basically some firemen go up the ladder and then other firemen have to go up to get them down.
So every time we get a day off, I go back.
Call in a neighboring fire department to rescue our fire.
I feel so safe if I'm ever caught in a fire.
Where is it, Mayberry?
It's called Haroldsville.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Is Harold still alive or
actually, no. We were the original Elizabeth City. We were called Elizabeth City before Elizabeth City,
and then Elizabeth City got
bigger, and then we were like, no, you gotta go. So the postmaster
is
named
this a
Harold.
Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner situation?
No. I think your town's lucky not to be called Elizabeth City. I've lived there. It's 90% slums. You're good.
No, our post office man was named Harold, so they just like, okay, yeah, that's a good one. Haroldsville.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It's good for that guy. Like, taking the bull by the horns on that.
So getting back on topic.
I never got a chance to go to Geek Out, but hopefully this year or next year.
Hopefully you're going. We did explain to you that you're here now.
Oh, it's
right?
A terms and conditions. Yeah. I can't leave.
You're running a food truck, buddy. That's what's happening.
Millie, for somebody who's never been to the Geek Gala before, how would you describe it to a UNCC student?
I would describe it as a huge Halloween party with games, food, entertainment, and the chance to win gift baskets, all for donations to a good cause, which is the children's home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Sarah, you've worked the thing, too. Tell us
you've worked the thing.
I don't even know how to explain all the things that Sarah and Millie have worked, because they are the females of the group, and sometimes that helps us. So. But there are a lot of girls in guild, too.
Yeah.
It's not just the two. There are more of you every year.
Yeah.
Well, we did get a lot of females interested at Niner Night. So freshmen's coming in, you know. Hopefully.
They won't be running out.
Yeah,
Just teach them guys to not drool directly on them.
That's hard.
What I do is I teach the girls to have resting bitch face. Back off.
That got you engaged. Careful.
3D women aren't too complicated.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's much easier to be a geeky girl as you're older because the guys kind of figure it out better. But anyway. So
let us know when we get there. Matt, you got anything, huh?
It took me 44 years to find Matt. That's all I'm saying.
Just teach them how to say no, and if the guys don't respect that, one, take it up with campus, and two, bring it to Millie.
Millie will take you down.
The other thing about guilds is full of white knight complexes, so if you are bad to our women, we will hurt you.
Yeah. Safe space for women.
It's one of the rules right up there of bathing. You know?
We appreciate that rule, too. Yeah. Bathing always good.
Bylaw introduced.
Yeah. You're talking about a club that used to go to cons and Febreze people, for God's sake.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah, I was the Febreze fairy at Dragon Con 1 year. That worked out well.
We were the Febreze Army.
Yeah. So getting back to... So tell us a little bit about, like, some of the things that you've done. Because the guild does volunteer. Yeah. Explain what somebody who comes and joins the guild, what they might experience on a Geek Gala day.
What most people will be doing as a guild member at Geek Gala is doing the games. I do the booth for...
registration.
No, not registration.
Prize booth.
Thank you. So what I have to do is create a tiny mini economy based on what people are bringing me based on the games, because I can ask them, hey, how many tickets you're going to give? And they're going to be like, I don't know. But like, okay. So prices are going to fluctuate based on how many tickets come to me, how fast, and I'm just like creating this tiny economy, and somehow it works better than the actual economy, and I'm not in those classes, so come on, guys, it's not that hard.
Yeah, but it's a lot of cool stuff, though, that you get to people, and then, you know, you guys get to take home lots of posters afterwards.
I love posters, so I'm just like,
They are running out of wall space. So.
I'm surprised at the posters I got.
I remember that. Okay, yeah. So, but yeah, it's a whole day, and of course now we've added the Muggles Market, so it's a whole other beast on top of it.
As chaotic as it is, I do enjoy doing it. It's kind of like, oh, this is fun, but anyone else doing this would lose their mind.
Well, except for any of you who are thinking about volunteering, we promise we won't make
you lose games are easy. Those you can do. If you have to work the prize booth with me, well, have fun.
And we'll
I ran games before.
Yeah.
It will always be there to help you out. Like, if you don't know, where am I supposed to go? You can just find somebody. And he's like, go do this. Or go help carry the thing.
Yeah.
If you're especially large and strong person.
There's a lot of carry the thing for guild members.
I'm a large person. I am not a strong person. Stop looking at me.
Well, your job is going to be to keep Matt from going up ladders. We dedicate
that's
somebody to every
too.
Year.
You know, I don't like that rule.
Let him go up ladders, you guys.
Josh is Geek Gala, not Donkey Kong.
Oh, right. I was in charge of that. Yeah, with Frankenstein.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you for saving my life multiple times.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a giant blow-up Frankenstein.
Yeah.
We have a 16-foot Frankenstein.
I accidentally went into a bush and just a branch just scratched my face
all
over.
Oh, I remember
here.
That.
Yeah.
We called it Two-Face for a while.
It was a little windy that day, But so if they are part of the UNCC campus and they want to find out about the guild, tell us some of the places on the interwebs that people can find you.
So the best place is our Facebook group. You can literally just search UNC Charlotte Guild, like any order, and it should come up. If you're a student, you can also go on OrgSync and search us there, because every student organization has a page on OrgSync, because that's where they're all supposed to be. You can join that way, and then there will probably be a link to the Facebook group, because the Facebook group is where we are most active. So.
Yes.
People announce games there, I'm thinking about going to this really cool thing, anybody want to hit me up and tell me go?
OrgSync is just for official stuff, where it's just like, oh, SGA, hey, we're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
Please don't bother us. We can work things. Cool. Well, we want to thank you publicly for all the help that you guys have given over the years, and we certainly have enjoyed you. And then also, Sarah, you won the Thor scholarship, right?
No, Amy.
Amy,
I was second place.
You were second.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Any more painful memories?
No, it's fine. It doesn't bother me.
I have chances.
But there is a scholarship involved too, yeah. So people come and join it, and it's not really hard. Yeah, the Hammer of Thor scholarship, right? Did I say it correctly?
The John David Ravis Hammer of Thor scholarship is granted once a year to a member of the UNC Sci-Fi Fantasy Guild by the Sacred Order of Texas Cheese Fries.
That's the name of the, that's what you order when we go to Cheddar's. I don't order that.
People eat it, so it's...
I think Sacred Order. Jason and I always get the Monte Cristo. Or is it
no, Jason needs to...
Ron and I get the Monte Cristo, so yeah, so whatever. But yeah, it's really not hard. You have to write an essay.
Yeah, no, I did it tell the first us, year. Yeah. I didn't do it the second year because someone didn't tell me I had to be a full-time student. And yeah, this is the Joey. One semester... Not-
she didn't tell you either. You're voted
off the island immediately. But it was like the one semester of my entire life of dropping a class and only one class. And it was just like, oh, it's not here on the website. And I'm just like, oh, I'm not a full-time student. Oh. Crap.
But next year.
Yeah. Yes. There will be more chances. I'm not worried about it.
Sure. Given your 12 years of college already, I think you'll be okay.
We've done the scholarship 2 years in a row now. I'm very pleased with the people who won both years.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I was very pleased with the people who applied. I think that's one of the things I really appreciate about the Guild is the great group of people that are there. Yeah. I've never had a Guild member that I've really... that stayed in the Guild. That I've had a problem with.
Come more regular to the
family. You'll find someone.
All right. I think it's just time to push the button, Carol, because otherwise Ben will never stop talking. All right.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.